Have you ever gotten a referral from a doctor only to get to your appointment and realize they don't take your insurance, or even that the new doctor doesn't specialize in the treatment that you need? These errors cost time and money for everyone involved. Hi, I'm Ethan Barron, manager of Health Information Systems at HIMSS, and on today's episode, we have Julie Yu, Chief Product Officer, and Kent Seary, Director of Marketing at Kairos, a healthcare innovation company based in Boston that helps patients get matched to the right providers and health systems across the country. Hey, Julie. Hey, Kent. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you, Ethan?
Doing great.
Thanks for being with us today.
No problem.
So, Julie and Kent, we met you at the HIMSS Healthcare Innovation Summit in Boston, and you were presenting Kairos' work at the Innovation Gallery. So, Julie, let me start with you. What's Kairos' solution, and why is it considered innovative?
Yes, thank you, Ethan. So, Kairos, we here at Kairos, we provide an operating system for patient-provider matching to hospital systems and physician networks across the country that struggle with long appointment wait times. So we as patients being told to wait many weeks before we see a physician, as well as under-leveraged provider capacity on the physician network side of things. And the aspects of our solution that we believe are innovative and really set us apart from other players in the marketplace is really a combination of three aspects of our technology platform and our approach to this problem space. Number one, our big data platform. We've measured to be the most comprehensive set of provider profile data assets that are available on the market today. Number two, we combine that with our smart search engine, which basically facilitates real-time keyword and rules-based patient-provider matching for these systems. And then finally, we have a deep enterprise integration capability that allows these hospital systems to really embed our solutions into their day-to-day workflow from an operational perspective. And it's really the combination of these technology components that we believe allows for, number one, the systematic analysis of these provider networks as far as their performance goes, as well as really sets us apart from other vendors that are out there today.
Okay, so this is a real-time analytical software. Is that right?
It's a real-time analytical software, but also an operational software that, again, really integrates into the operational workflows of these hospital organizations.
Okay, so what's the benefits of that? In our example, we talked about time and money for everyone involved. That includes the patients and providers, and I guess the health systems. So what positive impacts have you seen from implementing Kairos' solutions?
So, as we know, there's a tremendous amount of change that's occurring across the hospital and health system today. And as we see hospital systems and physician practices continue to be consolidated at very high rates, we also have tens of millions of newly insured patients coming into the health system and really contributing to the increase in demand for medical services. And so the need for solutions like ours that help these hospital systems better convert that patient demand into actionable encounters within their health system is really paramount. And in terms of the benefits and the upside, really we think of three main stakeholders who benefit from our solutions. Number one, the hospital and health system itself. These organizations are multi-billion dollar operations that really struggle with optimally utilizing their provider capacity in a way that allows physicians to practice at the top of their license, but also helps these hospitals achieve financial goals and financial performance with the available provider capacity that they have. So first and foremost, we really, focus on driving benefit for those hospital systems in terms of financial benefit. Secondary to that, we also focus tremendously on the physicians themselves, the fact that these physicians are actually also struggling with misdirected referrals, this concept of poor patient-provider matches that result in poor and suboptimal utilization of their time and their efforts. And our solution really benefits them in terms of allowing for very precise definition and very precise matching of the appropriate types of patients to their practice so that they are much more satisfied with the work that they're doing, as well as having their time be used in the most optimal ways. And then finally, we as patients are primary beneficiaries of our solution as well. The fact that, as I mentioned, we're being told to wait months to see a physician, that about 25% of the time we're actually being sent to the wrong type of provider, and therefore being told that, you know, not only do we have to wait to get that initial appointment, but we have to be re-referred to the right provider, wait another few weeks, pay another copay, et cetera. So, you know, there's benefits that really accrue to all three of these stakeholders that we're able to demonstrate and measure with each of our customers.
So, Julie, you mentioned that 25% of referrals are misdirected. It seems like a big problem in healthcare that there's a lot of mismatched appointments and a lot of incorrect referrals. Can you guys expand a little bit on that problem?
Yeah, sure. It's actually, you know, quite a big problem both from a clinical and outcome standpoint as well as a operational standpoint. So if you look at it this way, you know, there are about a billion patient-provider encounters that happen across the health system every year. Right, so that means every hour there's something around 230,000 patient-provider encounters that happen. And to Julie's point, when over a quarter of these are potentially misdirected, meaning that, you know, the patient, you know, seeing a specialist that may not be appropriate for their given condition or diagnosis, that accrues to, you know, millions of misdirected encounters per year and cases per year. And when you look at it from a clinical standpoint, you know, we've run some meta-analyses on a lot of academic work that's out there, and we're actually putting together some research with some luminaries in the healthcare space right now that show that when patients don't when patients aren't seen by the appropriate specialists for their given condition or diagnosis, or when they're seen by providers without the requisite amount of experience in those conditions and procedures, there can be pretty significant consequences on outcomes. So, you know, things like mortality and morbidity, you know, tend to suffer in lieu of, you know, patients not seeing, or, you know, as a result of patients not seeing the right types of providers. Survival, length of stay, readmissions, all these metrics that are critical to having an efficient and well-operating healthcare system suffer when you fail to steer patients correctly. And you know, there was a well-publicized study that was done recently that got some coverage in the New York Times on ovarian cancer. So, you know, as an example, patients with ovarian cancer, when they were seen by physicians who had more experience, so who performed a certain number of ovarian cancer procedures per year, they experienced, you know, a 10% increase in their five-year survival. So versus, you know, when patients were treated by doctors who didn't, you know, have that level of volume of cases per year. So really significant. I mean, 10% in a cancer like ovarian cancer, which, you know, has fairly large incidence, can mean quite a lot in terms of outcomes. And then when you look at things operationally, again, the reason that we see a lot of the inefficiencies and the clogging up, if you will, in our healthcare system is because, you know, largely because of the misdirection. So when you take into account, again, the over 25% of patient provider encounters that may be misdirected, and the fact that 63% of physicians, according to our own research, who receive a patient inappropriately or have you know, received a misdirected referral, still see that patient and then re-refer them to the right specialist. You start getting into patients waiting, you know, unnecessary amounts of time. They may have waited a month for that first appointment, which you know, provided real no actionable value to either them or the provider, and then they're being asked to wait another 4 to 6 weeks maybe for that second appointment. So you're not only talking about asking them, you know, to wait twice the amount of time to get to receive appropriate care, but to pay two copays, pay twice as much out of pocket for them. So, you know, all these things really accrue to not only major clinical, you know, results and outcomes, but also major operational ones that really, you know, need to be addressed.
So it seems like the real goal is to have the right information at the right time. I think when we talked in Boston, you said, you know, a lot of the referral process is still antiquated, and this is bringing it up to date, which benefits both the provider and the patient, correct?
Correct, absolutely. And I think it's a combination of the fact that we provide real-time operational solutions as well as the data-driven component of it. We're not just a set of forms that helps people get from step A to step B. Our engine is actively providing recommendations, actively guiding providers, referring physicians, schedulers, referral coordinators, even consumers to make the right decision based on the information at hand. So I think it's a very unique combination of the analytics, the data, and the operationalization of the solution that really allows for the management of far superior referral and scheduling processes than what exists today.
Yeah, and just to piggyback on what Julie was saying, to go into what you were saying, Ethan, about the benefit of real-time information access and just better information access. You know, the same research that we're doing shows that 80% of doctors blame poor information access for these mismatched referrals. They simply don't have access to the right information, or the people coordinating referrals don't have access to the right information to properly triage these patients across the healthcare continuum.
So it seems like you have to focus on a lot of different stakeholders with your solution. And Kairos is a young company. What have been sort of the challenges in developing these solutions for the customers?
Yeah, great question. And you're absolutely right. This is a very complex, sophisticated, involved solution that does require engagement with our customers at all different levels, whether it's the individual scheduler on the ground performing the day-to-day decision-making about where the patient should get sent, all the way up to the C-level executives of these organizations who need to think strategically about how to optimize their most important asset, which is their physician network. And so we've really built a team that encompasses experiences and expertise from all flavors of those types of functions. We've got physicians who are on staff, constantly engaging with our clients and really, holding an appreciation and a recognition of the complexity of the clinical side of what it is that we do. But also many folks who come from the hospital administration side of the world who have actually been in these organizations and involved in similar programs to really try to optimize these operations. So it's really that unique blend that we feel has allowed us to engage so deeply with our customers. And to that end, I think, to answer your question about what some of our most pressing challenges are today, we're experiencing very, very fortunately a tremendous period of growth as a company. And therefore, as a growing company, are looking to very rapidly build out our team and rapidly onboard folks, both sort of on the internal product development side as well as in the client services side of things. And so, all of the standard challenges that companies as they go through these rapid growth periods experience are things that we here at Kairos are really embracing at the moment. And I think the other aspect of how I would describe our challenge, but also obviously the huge opportunity, is the fact that our customers are rapidly evolving themselves as we engage with them. And so their needs are morphing as the landscape of the healthcare delivery system as a whole across our country is changing. They are faced with having to really reinvent their own business model and move from the fee-for-service world into one of fee-for-value, and that requires a lot of sort of wholesale change that we as an organization are very well positioned to help them with. And but at the same time, it obviously requires us to be very nimble and very responsive as far as our product portfolio goes. So I would say that in summary, the growth of both the organization as a whole, as far as our team, as well as the growth of our product portfolio, is really the two dimensions, two major dimensions of growth that we're facing today.
So you mentioned that Kairos is a growing company. How is Kairos going to continue to innovate as it rapidly grows and expands, not only operationally, but when its customer base expands as well?
Great question. Yeah, we innovation is a core part of the DNA here at the company, and the fact is that we as an organization are more than about 60% focused on the product and engineering side of our team, And therefore, we have a dedicated set of functions around discovery work related to novel capabilities with our solution. We are able to accomplish that because we have very, very tight relationships with our customers through formalized structures like a customer advisory board, where we invite people who are actually in innovation-related roles within the hospital systems that we work with to participate in our ongoing product discovery work and our roadmap development. And so because we have these very tight links between our team and, you know, we actually allow our team and encourage our team to spend as much time as possible out in the field at our customer sites, you know, engaging directly with our end users and the executive teams who are looking to solve these major problems, that, you know, we can actually leverage that into the day-to-day operations within the Kairos company. So we absolutely prioritize the ongoing innovation around our product solution set. We recognize that that is a critical part of our ability to be a successful vendor in this space, that, again, because our customer needs are evolving so quickly, there is no room for us to be stagnant with the approach that we take to our products and solutions. And so we really have engaged our customers directly in that process.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Julie and Kent. Today, our guests have been Julie Yu, Chief Product Officer, and Kent Seery, Director of Marketing at Kairos. Thanks for joining us today, guys.
Thank you so much for having us, Ethan.
Thank you, Ethan.
You've been listening to Innovation That Sticks. For more great podcasts, visit hims.org/podcasts. If you want to nominate somebody for a HIMSS Innovation podcast, please email innovation@hims.org. Music for today's podcast is brought to you through a Creative Commons license, song title Lux by Jazar.